Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. Unions are pushing for a plump 25% pay rise for the nation's 200,000 workers in the aged care sector. Federal Labor is making a submission to the Fair Work Commission today to advocate for a pay bump but won't specify the price tag. A 25% pay increase would give workers a raise four times the rate of inflation. Health experts are worried our protection against COVID from vaccines is wearing off, with more than 5 million people having two shots but never coming forward for their booster. Federal statistics show the update of third doses is flatlined. Since the vaccination program was expanded last month, more than 500,000 people have been coming forward for their fourth dose each week, but millions seem content to stop at just two shots. And it could be your loved one. That's the message from Housing Choices Tasmania now that Homelessness Week has come to an end. Spokesperson Kim Bomford says more and more Tasmanians are being pushed out of their homes due to soaring rental prices and near zero vacancy rates. And the conversation around the statewide crisis needs to continue.
We need to be much more open and understanding about the need for social and affordable housing developments, recognising that this could happen to your mother, your sister, your brother, your adult child.
Redemption is complete for the Aussie women's netball team. The Diamonds beating Jamaica 55-51 to claim gold this morning, making up for their heartbreaking loss to England in 2018.
As they take the 1,000th gold medal for Australia at the Games, it is gold for the Diamonds. Diamonds triumph over Jamaica.
On Channel 7 there, it was gold for the Aussie women's T20 team as well, edging India in the final over. And Tassie cyclist Georgia Baker has ended her run at the Games on a high, picking up her third gold medal in the road race.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.